whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Life advice from our very own John Jansen.
Yeah, no teasers today.
No, you're in the dark.
Uh-huh.
You have no idea what's coming.
Yeah.
If you want to send some questions in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. Heather, why don't we start out?
Well, the first one, John, is a dating question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Dear John, where do you stand on first dates? I'm on the apps trying to meet girls, and if I get a match that goes well, I usually ask them out for drinks. I had some friends who are girls tell me that's a cop-out, and if they're going to get all dressed up, I should be offering to take them out for food. What do you think? Am I doing it all wrong?
No, I think first date's perfect for... let's meet for coffee. Let's meet for a drink. Let's meet for something that the investment isn't necessarily there. On either side, it allows the dater and the datee an easy out. And if things hit, it may be let's meet for drinks at, 5 o'clock, right? When you get out of work, all right?
Happy hour.
And then if things go well, hey, do you want to grab dinner? I actually reserved us a table.
Oh.
One that you can say, hey, let's... sit down and let's take us to the next step, which is dinner. Maybe, who knows?
Maybe
next step.
Maybe dessert.
All right.
Dessert.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
I agree with you, John. As a girl, I think that is totally acceptable. I actually like that because, okay, on the apps, I've never actually been on them, but you can talk and look a certain way. And if you go and you don't actually have a good connection, it is an easy way to say, like, you know what? Thank you for the drinks. I'm out. And then also it's easy to say, hey, this went really well. Should we have some dinner? Do you want to get some appetizers? Do you want whatever? It can extend to more.
I think if this is an online dating sort of thing or an app dating sort of thing, I think it's 100% the way to go. If it's you're somebody in your life that you have known an acquaintance or you've met through other friends, you know them a little bit more, you've had actual human interaction with them, then I think dinner, that's the route you go for the first date is dinner because you know more about them, and I just think that's a little bit easier.
I think dinner is more formal as opposed to drinks is more casual.
Yeah.
But drinks are low pressure. And you have a drink or two, you loosen up and you see if you connect or not. And if you don't, you don't. And you can end that date much easier than you're midway through dinner and you are not compatible or you don't like the other person or they don't look like that. Whatever the reason is, drinks are the move.
I think it's all about your hopes of what this individual is. If you have no idea, it's drinks, it's coffee, it's whatever. If you're like, okay, you know what? Hey, maybe this could be something. Then maybe it's Dan Campbell's Applebee's. If it's somebody that you're like, well, I really am trying to make an impression, then it's Capital Grille or something of that nature.
This next one, inheritance. Dear John, last fall, my wife's dad passed away suddenly. He was a kind, funny man and very generous. My wife's an only child and her mom passed away when she was younger, so he left us everything. Home, boat, couple classic cars, assets over $1 million. My wife wants to use the money for her to retire, but would expect me to keep working for a while longer. For context, we're both in our early 50s. She wants to enjoy life more, and the money is from her family. I just think it's selfish to expect me to keep working when we could both work a little longer and retire when it makes sense for both of us as a team. How would you handle this?
Get over yourself. Keep working. It's all a matter of conversation. What are conversations you've had to this point about money? And money is one of the great debates in almost any relationship, especially a marriage. And if you don't have that sorted out by that time, I mean, it's time to have those conversations. And you certainly tell her how you feel, but reserve the right to let her say, this is from my family. It's my money and I'm going to retire, but you need to keep up your end of the bargain. I have no problem either way.
I mean, it's her dad's money.
Yeah.
Like, it is her father's money. I do agree with you, John. You have to have a conversation, right? You're in a relationship together. There's got to be a good conversation about how you're going to use this money. But
how long they've been married?
It doesn't say.
Okay, because that could be another game changer as well. I mean, if you haven't been married that long or if you're in a place in your marriage where you're like, I don't really know if this is going to finish well. Certainly, you keep it on your side.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough. It's his money once it's inherited. If they get divorced, he gets half of it, right?
That's not necessarily true.
It would depend, right?
But, well, it's not. Yes, it would be assets that were attained during the course of the marriage, but it's there are some legal legalese there.
Yeah, I guess I just look at it like you guys are partners. Mm-hmm. You're a team. You should be on the same team. And I would feel weird forcing my partner to work if they didn't want to and you had the means to not work. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're also in their 50s. Like, I mean, I understand everybody
they're
wants
close
to retire.
To retirement age. Yeah. One could retire before the other.
Or scale back.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's normal.
I get what you're saying. I understand. Yeah. I think they're a good conversation would have to come of this.
Yes.
Last
one. Getting back at my husband. Dear John, my husband is taking a trip with his guy friends later this month out to Colorado to go on a snowboarding trip for 4 days. While I believe it's healthy and I'm happy for him to get away and have some fun, that means I'm going to be left alone with our two kids who are both under 5 years old. He says that I should go and schedule a girls' trip for this spring, so it's fair. But John, I don't really want to do that. It's not something I desire to go do. Plus, I don't exactly trust him to be on top of everything with the kids. What's the best way to handle this?
First of all, trust your husband to be on top of everything with the kids. It's okay if he calls in reserves. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. I'm like, all of these things are great to resources to be able to have. And it's not his fault if the other partner doesn't want to take a trip. Doesn't mean he shouldn't. In fact, there are a lot of times when I go away for a fishing trip. I understand it puts a lot of pressure on my wife. Mm-hmm. When I come home, I am a much nicer individual for a much more extended period of time because I've had the opportunity to hang out with my buddies, to do something that I have a great passion for. And so I think there's a little bit of a give and take, but I think the main thing is this individual either needs to find a way to take time for herself. If it's not a girls' trip, in other ways, and it doesn't have to be a 4-day trip. It doesn't have to be 4 days in a row. It can be other times where, hey, I'm going to be gone for a day because I'm going to the spa, or I'm going to go get my hair done, or I need a girl's day to myself, and trust him to have all the basics covered. They're his kids too. He loves them just as much. He may not do it the way mom wants to do it, but it will get done.
Yeah, I think if you're a parent, you don't get enough free time. Anything you can do to carve out and help the other person out. It might not be a 4 or 5 day vacay to Miami with the girls, but if it could be a day, a half day, an evening.
More than happy to jump in, take care of all the stuff, and hey, you need your time as well.
I agree. The wife does deserve at least 4 days to herself.
But it doesn't have to be at the same time. Yeah.
No, not at all.
And the big thing here is husband's got to be able to take care of his own kids without mom.
Yes, there's no question. And I have full faith that this individual would be able to do that.
All right, that's Dear John. It's 97.1.